defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Platinum Microphone, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It's a beautiful thing. Welcome to the program today. Going to be an explosive show. Dave Workman will be here. I'll introduce him in just one second. He'll be followed by David Kodria. So two of the most knowledgeable men I know in the field of this fight, this battle, this ongoing war being waged against us by the socialist progressive left and the gun prohibitionist lobby, extremely well funded in large part by Michael Bloomberg, who is now running for president. This is a crazy wild time to be a gun owner in America. Virginia, I have been discussing for the last several days. You heard Phil Van Cleve on the program yesterday and Sunday and Friday, or excuse me, Thursday of last week. We will be bringing Phil back shortly, but they are now near 80 counties, Second Amendment sanctuaries. Let's go right to Dave Workman out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, in the Second Amendment Foundation offices. Dave, how the heck are you, brother?
Well, I'm okay for an old guy.
You're not an old guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure your mom thinks that too. But listen, I think that we are watching something that is truly remarkable going on in Virginia. We all know that Michael Bloomberg's Evertown for Gun Safety Action Fund dumped $2.5 million into that state leading up to the November election.
That's right.
Just so that they could shift the power in Richmond to the Democrats, and Democrats are doing what Bloomberg wants them to. They're coming up with all kinds of weird gun control stuff. They're resurrecting the old one gun a month plan. They're going for red flag. They're doing all kinds of things, and then just here today or yesterday, one Democrat is even threatening to call out the National Guard to enforce any gun laws that are passed in Richmond in 2020 in these 78 or 80 counties or how many there are that go sanctuary. And that, if that doesn't alarm everybody in the United States about the true intent of the anti-gun movement, I just don't know what else to do. Because these guys are now talking about using some sort of military force to enforce a gun control law against American citizens.
You know, when you use the word remarkable, I said the same thing. Because it is. That's exactly what it is. It's just flat out remarkable what we're witnessing. It is truly history that we're watching here in Virginia. And this was predictable. I predicted it. You predicted it. The vast majority of all of those in the gun rights community, those listeners, you predicted it. We're all in this together. Dave, let me tell you what's more alarming now than anything else. Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill is who we're talking about here, who are now calling for enforcement of these gun control measures in Virginia that they should face, that those individuals in the counties now. Because the Democrat Party across the country is watching the pushback in Virginia against their party. And they know that this could happen on a national scale. So that's why you've got Democrats up on the Hill saying these things, because this is what they have in store for us as a country, not just an individual state. And the pushback that they're seeing in Virginia is very threatening to them, and it's frightening to them. And they are doing what they can verbally right now to assist their fellow socialist brethren in Virginia. I would say threat. It is a threat. When you pull out a measure of even using the National Guard, quote unquote, from a Democrat and telling individuals, sheriffs and others, that they will face prosecution. Boy, I don't know, Dave. Something is brewing in Virginia. How do you see this continuing? What do you see going down the road now that the National Party in Washington is involved in running their mouths like this?
Well, I think we're clearly moving into the twilight zone, and we're not even stopping to read the sign. When was the last time that we saw National Guard troops called up to enforce federal law to enforce a gun control law. I don't think that's ever happened.
Not in my lifetime.
I recall when I was a child how the National Guard was called up to ensure racial equality in the schools down in the South. That's a whole different thing than trying to step on part of the Bill of Rights in 2020, which is, what we're really talking about here. Back in the day when I was a child, and you were probably a lot younger, it was a situation where I guess the president decided that they needed to call up the National Guard. We haven't heard the president talking about this, though. What we've heard are these anti-gun Democrats at the state and I guess now the federal level who are saying, you're going to buckle under, and if you don't, we're going to send in the troops. Well, I got a news flash for these guys. If they think for even a heartbeat that they're going to get the National Guard to go in and enforce what appears to many people to be unconstitutional gun control, they could be in for a shock. And if they want to do anything that's going to sway the 2020 elections in November, and it'd be my guess, go ahead and do that, because the American public is going to say, hey, wait a minute, this is the United States. This is not a police state. This is not a banana republic. It's not a third world country. This is the United States, and we do things differently and by the book and by the Constitution here. You're threatening that kind of power and force against civilian law enforcement for essentially taking its orders from the civilian local governments, I'm just not sure where that could wind up. It's not going to be a good place.
Well, when you have, for example, the dynamic that's been in play here, and you're spot on every one of those. You're right. We are going into a Twilight Zone area here. But let's take a step back a little bit and look at some of the progression. You have a gun grabber in office in the governor's mansion who did not control the General Assembly until the latest election. Mm-hmm. Predominantly three seats flipped this, gave control. Now, the Democrats, the socialists, have not had control in Virginia for 26 years. Now that they have control after 26 years, they don't intend to make their first order of business fixing Virginia schools that they're constantly complaining about, fixing infrastructure that they're constantly complaining about, shoring up those tunnels down there in the Tidewater area that they complain about, if you know people that live in Virginia, fixing the road system across the state. They're not concerned about any of that. They don't mention any of that. They're not worried about their health care system in the state of Virginia. Instead, they go after what? A power grab to disarm the vast majority of Virginians who are gun owners across the state. Disarm, that's not what they're called. They are. The hell they're not. They're calling for an assault weapons ban. Now, what happened after that, Dave? The governor saw this upswell, right? And then got a little nervous and said, okay, well, we'll grandfather them in. Now, before I turn you loose on this answer, let me just say this, that if he was concerned about crime and those guns being dangerous, he would never allow the hundreds of thousands of them, if not over a million of them in Virginia that are out in the wild, to stay out in the wild. If he was true to his form and his convictions, he would never let those, because he thinks they're unsafe. So he's going to grandfather them. Their knees are buckling in Virginia. We've got exactly 1 minute and 20 seconds. Go for it.
Well, I think what we're seeing here is a very nervous reassessment of all of their rhetoric that they've been throwing at people since early November, the election.
Well said.
Northam is a perennial gun grabber. He's always been a gun control fanatic, really, based on what I've seen and read of his stuff. And now that the Democrats have seized really control of Richmond, the state assembly down there, General Assembly, they are performing pretty much according to script. You know, they're reaching too far, and I think it's going to rise up and just blow up in their faces. They've got to run for re-election again, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they're really pushing their luck when they start waking up the people. And, you know, we've already discussed what I think about the low turnout in Virginia. I'm disgusted with the voters down there. This is going to wake them up. Maybe in 2020, in November, all those people that were asleep at the switch are going to be heading to the polls. And then Ralph and his gang, they're going to get an education on what living in a republic is all about.
You're 100% correct on that. That's predictable as the day is long also. But it's going to depend also, Dave, on this continued groundswell of grassroots effort that we're seeing across the state. When we come back, we're going to continue this fascinating conversation with the great Dave Workman. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I'm going to go right smack back to Dave Workman out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington at the Second Amendment Foundation offices, keeping the fort held down out there. Dave, how you doing, man?
Well, yeah, it's a never-ending job out here because, you know, our good friend Alan Gottlieb and myself and the staff here at the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee, we are located behind enemy lines. And what's going on in Virginia could easily be going on in Washington State come January because the Democrats are in control of the legislature here too. So, you know, look to one end of the country or the other to see just how far some of these gun control fanatics are willing to go.
This is what happens when you put socialists in power. As I mentioned before, they're not trying to do other things to this. They're trying to disarm their people. They're going after law-abiding citizens. This is nothing to do with crime. Nothing to none of the proposals that they've put up and unfortunately likely will pass in Virginia will stop one crime. Unless, of course, the criminal decides to follow that law. The punishment is being meted out, unfortunately, to the law-abiding citizen. Now, Dave, let's go down the road where a lot of people don't like to go. As part of the progression that we saw in Virginia, we're seeing a little bit of backtracking from the Democrats. We're seeing Northam, Blackface Northam, back off a little bit and say, okay, well, we'll grandfather that in. And we're seeing what Phil Van Cleve told us yesterday, not going to work. No, we're not giving up our future generations' rights so that we can keep our guns today. The answer to you is no, not going to happen. Civil disobedience will follow. Now we've got Mark Herring, the attorney general in the state, saying we're going to enforce the law. Now, it's going to be up to Mark Herring to decide how to enforce the law in conjunction with discussions with the governor. But Mark Herring, as the AG, is going to have to go out and make sure that that happens. You now got 80 plus counties in Virginia that are saying, no, you're not. Now picture that big, bad sheriff standing with his arms folded at the county line going, uh-uh, you ain't coming in here. What happens next?
Well, I don't even want to think about what could happen next because, you know, we really are talking about the makings of a civil war. It's almost an insurrection. The people who live out in those rural areas and in those counties who have been trooping by the hundreds to these public meetings for county commissions. I mean, it's no secret that these people are not simply alarmed. They're livid. And unfortunately, a lot of them, shame on them, they let this happen because they sat out the election.
I'm with you.
It's too late to do a revote, but it's not too late to suck it up, accept responsibility, become, return to your mindset as a citizen and take action because, you know, ultimately the law rests in the hands of the people and so does the government. You know, we don't elect leaders. We elect public servants and there's a hell of a lot of difference there. It's like when you walk into a room and you testify at a legislative hearing, I think that people have lost perspective here. You outrank everybody on that panel, and you know why? Because you're a taxpayer. You're a citizen. And I remember when I was way back on the NRA Board of Directors almost 20 years ago, the year I stepped down, and because I just, you know, I've been on three terms, I get tired of it. One of my fellow board members had been trying to talk me into running again, and I pulled him aside. I said, "What are you, stupid? Guess what? You know, if I come back here next time, I'm going to outrank you because I'm an NRA member, and you're supposed to be there doing what I think is the responsible thing to do. The members, the voters, the taxpayers, we always outrank the people who are elected. No matter what the deal is, and no matter what the environment is. And when we get to a place like Virginia, what's going on there right now, the county commissioners in those 78 or 80 counties who have voted to declare themselves sanctuaries, Second Amendment sanctuaries, they are responding to their constituents. They're doing what their constituents want. They're furious, and they're telling Ralph Northam and his gang of Democrats that were helped by Michael Bloomberg and his billions of dollars. They're saying, "Hey, you know what? No, don't do this. Don't cross that line. Don't even think about cross the line. We have laws that are fine on the books now. Don't push your luck." But like zealots will do, anti-gun zealots in particular, they always reach for something else. And most of the time they get slapped down pretty hard. And that could easily happen in Virginia, because whether they like it or not, Virginia, most of Virginia is still gun country.
Yes.
And whether they like this or not, Virginia just happens to be the home of the National Rifle Association. They may think they can outspend the NRA members, but they can't outvote them, not when they fire them up.
Well, they're fired up right now. It's a fascinating, just the turn of events in the last 5-6 days has been fascinating to watch, and it's only going to continue. Right?
It really is.
Well, we're going to see more of it.
Yeah, and I wrote about that whole situation this morning at Liberty Park Press. And anybody who's you'd log on to Liberty Park Press and read it. It's the lead story there now. This is an incredible turn of events that has happened in the last 6 weeks in Virginia. And I think it's just a kind of a signal of what may come in 2020. Legislatures that are in the hands of Democrats, even in California, take this as a warning. You're pushing too far. And pretty soon the people are going to start pushing back. You're not going to like the results.
We've only got about a minute, so I'm going to ask you a very pointed, direct question. And by the way, listener, you can read everything Dave writes at Liberty Park Press, conservativefiringline.com. And Dave, you and I are going to do an entire program, and we haven't had time this week to do so. But let's plan on doing that live on the air today, next week, where people, everything that you do, I mean, you're at an American Handgunner, Guns Mag, the Gun Mag, you're everywhere. And I want listeners to know just how deep embedded into this you are as a journalist. I think that's important. Having said that, we're going to do that next week, listeners, with Dave Workman. But his piece, Virginia Dems Threaten Sanctions Over Gun Control, this is a very pointed question. You've got exactly 30 seconds to answer it. Could there be violence in Virginia over this?
I hope not. I sincerely hope not. You know, this is a time for an adult to walk into the room and kind of take control and cool people's jets. And right now, we're not seeing it. The Democrats looking at the gun control stuff, they're like a kid that got turned loose in a candy store. They think, hey, I'm going to grab every bit of this that I can. And unfortunately, they do need some adult supervision in Richmond. Whether they're going to find it, I don't know. But you're going to be talking about it. I'm going to be writing about it.
We'll be back right after this. That was Dave Workman. Don't go away. David Kodria is next.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the GunBroker.com studios here on the GunBroker, in the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. First off, let me thank all of you for the support you're showing to all of our sponsors. I was in touch with MyPillow today, and they were just ecstatic. Keep up the good work. These people are supporting Armed American Radio and help keeping the show on the airwaves, and that means you are doing that. It's outstanding to see the support across the board. Don't forget, North American Arms. Go to the website, tell them you heard on the radio, call, get the phone number at the bottom, call them at North American Arms, tell them you heard on the radio. They're giving away free hats. You'll get a free hat and enter to win the gun giveaway. More about all this tomorrow. Right now, I want to go to the phones to Dave Kodria.
David Kodry of the War on Guns. Welcome to the program, my friend. We've got a very frightening situation unfolding in the state of Virginia. I just spoke with Dave Workman about it, as you know, for two segments. Now I want to get your opinion on this unfolding just debacle that's occurring in the state. Are you shocked at what you're seeing in Virginia?
I guess I'm not shocked. I guess I knew that at some point sides were going to start lining up. This is volatile. This is a dangerous situation. And the people that are pushing don't know when to stop. And I'm seeing right now Washington Examiner talking about the law is the law, Virginia Democrats float prosecution, National Guard deployment if police don't enforce gun control. And my comment on that is that, you know, these people that view themselves as above and beyond and apart from it, that can just issue the orders, they're willing to sacrifice pawns on both sides, and they're not realizing that at some point the other pieces on the board are going to be engaged.
All right, this is an uncomfortable conversation, listeners, but we're having it because we kind of have to have it. We want you to look down the road. We've been following Virginia closely for the last few days. We're going to stay on this for a while, as long as this news continues to come out of Virginia. Another 8 counties yesterday. We have close to 80 counties now. Now, Dave Kodry, I don't think you know this, but Phil Van Cleve was on the show with me yesterday. He was on the daytime broadcast with me last Thursday, and I reran it on the Sunday show. So we got up-to-date information from Phil, who is on the ground in Virginia and seeing thousands of people, David, thousands, show up at these meetings telling the government, stop right now. And when you've got 80 counties across the state, which is a majority of the counties in the state of Virginia, telling the government to stop, and the government now pushing back in the form of Mark Harrigan, saying things like, we will enforce these laws. And you have sheriffs essentially saying, not in my county, you won't. I will protect my citizens. I will deputize thousands of them. And the governor now, and now what you've got, as I told Dave Workman, now you have national Democrats who I believe are talking for and giving the local Virginia Democrats plausible deniability so that they can preach from Capitol Hill. This is a really bad situation in the state of Virginia right now. How do you see this moving down the road?
Well, the moving down the road, what I'm afraid of is that what I can't see moving down the road. I think that's where the real danger lies. And now is not the time for anyone on our side to be stupid. There are going to be, they just arrested some guy. Apparently he threatened the governor and he was threatening to, or allegedly to burn down the building. Now is not the time to be stupid. The people that you associate with know who they are. Understand that, you know, the government always looks in situations like this for some low-hanging fruit that they can make headlines off of and say, see the danger that we just averted by busting these people that we totally set up, by the way, but look at what it is in getting public opinion to sway the other way, okay? And so I think that what we need to watch out for at this point is these people that would rule provoking and provoking and provoking and hoping that someone who is not mature, who is not disciplined, and who is not very bright is going to somehow or other do something stupid to help justify their position.
Dave Workman said something very similar. He phrased it this way when I asked him I'll ask you the same question, but I'll ask it at the end of the interview. I won't ask it right now. It'll be my last and final question. I have a feeling I know your answer. And listeners, I think you know the answer to Dave Kodry, the question I'm going to ask him also. Those of you who were tuned in know what I'm talking about. If not, stick around. You'll hear me ask it at the end of this interview. But David, Dave Workman's comment was it's time for adults to step into the room now. Okay. I don't know who the adult is going to be. Dave Workman didn't know who the adult was going to be. It's not the governor. It's not Blackface Northam. It's not Mark Herring, the AG. These people have already made threats. You've also got a politician by the name of Meacham who has said prosecute and bring in the National Guard, which is the ultimate threat to the people. And that would not be taken kindly, not just by people in Virginia. So who is the adult here? How does this heated rhetoric get tamped down? Who tamps it down?
I'm not sure that there is an adult per se. I think that like any bully, the bully has to fear consequences. And this is why I say things are so volatile and so dangerous at this point, because you don't want to be the one to do something stupid to where they're going to be able to use you as an excuse to go ahead with a crackdown. But this threatening the National Guard, it more than anything else, it goes to show that the National Guard is not the militia, no matter how much people want to lie about that.
Right.
And now we have people out there, you know, the talking heads that are saying, well, what they're doing isn't legal and it's not comparable to sanctuary cities and it's not this and it's not that. And what they continue to forget is that what's legal is what the people say is legal. And, you know, I mean, you just have to go back to the Declaration of Independence written by a Virginian, that when any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right, unalienable, of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. And what they're doing is they are setting up the stage where people are getting ready to say, enough, I am not going to let you take my rights. There is no justification. You have no constitutional justification, regardless of what all you talking heads in black robes say. We know what the truth is. We know that we have rights, and we know that by you trying to take these rights, that is totalitarianism, and we're not going to stand up for it, and we're not going to back down, and here is the line in the sand. And this is why, Mark, again, it's dangerous, and people on our side have to be the ones that are the adults in the room and they have to keep their heads. But by the same token, that does not mean surrendering.
Yeah, this is really a fascinating conversation. Really, truly is a fascinating conversation. Because this isn't speculation, listener. This is happening in Virginia as we speak. This is going on. 80-plus counties have pushed back against their state government and said, no, not going to happen here. You are not going to take my rights. And I think it's important that we reiterate, David, that the people are responding to the threats coming from the government. It's not the other way around. It is the government trying to take something from the people in Virginia. And the people in Virginia, for the most part, aren't having any of it because they're not willing to give up what they've had lawfully for their entire lives. David, what we've got here in the state of Virginia is actually happening. This is not speculation. Nobody can claim that we're a bunch of wackos that are wishing. This is happening in the state of Virginia right now today, David. And I find it really interesting that when you look at Bill of Rights Day, which is in 3 days, it was the December 15th, 1791, right, is when the Bill of Rights was ratified. It was Virginia that was the state that tipped it and ratified the Bill of Rights all of those years ago. I find it kind of ironic that this is happening in the state of Virginia right now. You got about 15 seconds. Go ahead, just to get your comment on that before we go to the break.
Yeah. I also find it ironic that Virginia's state seal, Sic Semper Tyrannis, shows liberty astride a tyrant. And what they're not understanding is what the origins of Virginia are. And when we come back after the break, I'd like to kind of, you know, take a moment and go into how we got here from there.
Let's go there. We'll be back right after this. David Kodria, don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone. Let me tell you something. This is a compelling conversation. It's a scary conversation, but it's one that has to be had. And I'm going to ask David the same question at the end of our discussion here today that I asked Dave Workman. But, Dave, welcome back in the studios, by the way. David, I appreciate it very much. Let's go back to, as you said, the origins. How did we get here in Virginia? Take us on a little bit of a tour.
It doesn't have to be that long of a tour, Mark. It's actually kind of a recent development. What we're seeing is we are seeing a typical reaction from tyrants who are being defied. They react with rage, and they react by lashing out and wanting to take revenge on the people that are daring to defy them. But what's happened in Virginia is something that's happening all across the country. It's something that you and I have discussed many times on this program. We've kind of been lone voices on this because most people in the gun movement won't admit to it. But so instead of just relying on me, why don't we quote from a progressive bastion, the New York Times, and we'll talk about how Virginia turned to blue.
Go for it.
Okay, deep, Virginia used to be deep red, and what they're talking about is
still is. By the way, David,
Loudoun County.
Let me stop you for just a second. It still is bright red. You've got a couple counties with a dense population that have pulled this off in Virginia. It is not representative of the entire state, particularly when you look at the map. I want to point that out. I know you know that, but I want listeners to understand that as well. That's why you're getting the response that you're getting.
The dense population is what turns out ruling the statehouse. It's what names the governor.
Yes.
It's what names the delegates. It's what names the Senate. And it's what names the court justices. And it's what rules. And just from the New York Times, the fields of Loudoun County are disappearing. In their places, row upon row of cookie-cutter townhouses, clipped lawns and cul-de-sacs, a suburban landscape for as far as the eye can see, unlike three decades ago. Told you this was recent. Mm-hmm. The residents are often from other places like India and Korea, and when they vote, it is often for Democrats. Guns, that is the most pressing issue for me, said Vijay Katkuri, 38, a software engineer from southern India, explaining why he voted for a Democratic challenger in Tuesday's elections. Mark, I don't need to read any further.
No.
We have gone over this time after time on this program, and I'm waiting for the gun groups, including the Virginia gun groups, including North Carolina, including every state, to wake up for this fact and to dare to start mentioning it and creating this as a criteria by which politicians are judged.
They won't.
Because instead what they're saying is we need to keep this single issue. Well, this is single issue when you're bringing in 70% anti-gun voters and they're going to take it all away from us unless somebody wakes up and starts making noise.
We are witnessing it in real life in Virginia today. It's happening right now. And you're right. You and I talked about this 10 years ago. I don't want to sit here and play inside baseball with listeners. I'll make this point. Immigration, illegal and legal, poses the greatest threat to our right to keep and bear arms that this country has ever faced because of what David just read you. Because we know that the average is about 85% Democrat vote when they come to this country. Now, I'm not saying we don't have immigrants come to this country, but it has to be the proper legal process, and we have to vet the proper people to come into the country instead of this illegal. Now, why do you have to ask yourself this question, David? Why do they want illegals to be able to vote? That's why they want illegals to be able to vote. That and a number of other
issues. Of course it is.
So they can maintain power. But yeah, we've talked about it.
Of course, to be dependent on the state apparatus, because, you know, when you are the benefactor, you're the one they're looking up to. You're the one that, you know, if you keep the trough filled, you're going to be the one they keep voting for.
Yeah. What's going to wind up happening is you're going to have an awful lot of new immigrants to this country that are going to be voting to take away your rights in America. It's a terrible situation. It's a volatile situation. There's a lot in play in the state of Virginia. A lot in play in the state of Virginia right now.
Culture war, too. I mean, they're pulling down the statues. They're going after the heritage. They're saying that if you are proud of your Virginia heritage, you are somehow or other a hater. And there are plenty of so-called progressive groups that are willing to make that point and plenty of media organs that are willing to repeat it ad nauseum until most of the voting public actually believes it.
I just sit here and I wonder what's getting ready to happen to Monument Avenue in Richmond, Virginia, when the socialists have total control. And David, let me ask you this question. What is it about the ideology, the socialists, formerly known as Democrats, they're socialists. I'm just calling them what they are. But what is it about that ideology that requires you to be disarmed?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Careful,
you know,
now.
It's, what is it about that ideology? You know, they complain about America building the wall. Well, you know, we are not the ones who build a wall to keep people in. Okay,
right.
You need to go to East Berlin and take a look at what's going on from that. You need to try to see what it's like to try to get out of North Korea and cross over into South Korea. Good luck to you. We are not the totalitarians they are. And what the answer to your question, you know, why is a totalitarian demanding a monopoly of violence? The answer is self-evident.
A monopoly of violence. I'm going to cut to that point here for listeners. What David is saying there is a monopoly of violence is they want to be the only ones capable of waging violence, which means those individuals have 100% absolute control over you. Did you want to correct anything I just said?
No, and what it goes to, though, is that they're phonies because they present themselves as being of the people. But can you imagine, you know, there is no more egalitarian, let's use their word, there is no more egalitarian power-sharing arrangement than the right of the people to keep and bear arms. That is the ultimate nullification, and we go right back to the Declaration of Independence, the right of the people to alter and abolish it, and there's no way that they can unless the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
All right, I could just go on and on with you on this topic. In the essence of time, we've got about 2 minutes left. So I'm going to ask you the pointed question that I asked Dave Workman, but I said could, not is, in my question. Could we see violence in Virginia as a result of what we're seeing happen there now with both sides apparently digging in?
Absolutely. It's a powder keg. Yes.
I've used the word powder keg myself. In fact, it is a powder keg. How do you think if that happens, how do you think that would break down if it were to happen?
You know, no one has a crystal ball, Mark, and life is full of surprises. I can't sit here and pretend that I have a rational answer based on knowledge for that. All I could do is offer speculation, which I'm a little loath to do. But what I would be surprised is if it just stays localized. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, like the time of the Alamo, David Crockett brought his Tennessee Volunteers down there, didn't he? And people were coming in from outside the Republic of Texas to come in and help in the fight. And I would see people looking to, particularly if we see something happen in Virginia that is just outrageous and intolerable, I would look to see people wanting to lend assistance and aid to help make that happen. And I would see possibly people being inspired and going on with their own resolutions. You know, Colorado is another state that's kind of like Virginia. It's been taken over by the socialists, but there are a lot of good conservative people who are jealous of their rights up in those mountains.
I was just on the radio as a guest earlier today in Colorado. They're watching Virginia very, very carefully there, very closely and very carefully. Yeah, it's tough to say. I hope to God that nothing like that happens. I hope, and that's when David's response to that question was. I think that's when, you know, we need to have an adult in the room. And by saying we need to have an adult in the room, I believe, and I don't mean to put words in Dave's mouth. We go back and listen to it. He is saying, yeah, absolutely, there could be violence. We need an adult in the room to keep that from happening. That needs to tamp this rhetoric down. Yeah, we're going to continue watching Virginia. David Kodria, thank you for being here, brother. I appreciate it very much. You know the routine, listeners. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We're paying careful attention to Virginia over the next few days. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.